You're listening to The Trial Lawyer's Handbook, a courtroom preparation podcast series brought to you by Holland & Knight. This series is hosted by litigation attorney Dan Small and is based on a long-standing article series he co-authored with United States District Court Judge Dennis Saylor for Massachusetts Lawyers Weekly. Listeners of this series will gain a fresh perspective on how attorneys can address various trial preparation issues and set themselves up for success in and out of the courtroom.
There aren't many legal rules governing closing arguments, but there are some, and breaking them can have serious consequences for your case. Here are some of the most basic rules. Number one, don't misstate the evidence. You can argue the evidence, reasonable inferences from the evidence, and the credibility of witnesses. You can point out the absence of evidence as to different issues, but you cannot argue facts that were never admitted into evidence. It's against the rules, and it's against common sense. You need to be the source of truth to the jury. You need to be their honest advocate and their honest guide. Similarly, you cannot misstate the evidence. The only evidence about the date of a meeting was that it occurred in December. You can't argue that it occurred in January. If a witness tells you he can't remember whether Bill Smith was at a meeting, you can't argue later that Bill Smith was at the meeting. You'd be surprised how often lawyers do that. Disorganized lawyers may lose track of what's in evidence and what's not. Lawyers sometimes assume that if the point involves background facts, it doesn't matter. And lawyers sometimes think that their own question is enough to put a fact in evidence, even if the answer doesn't actually do that. It isn't. Your words are not evidence. Number two, don't express personal opinion. You cannot explicitly inject your personal opinions into a closing argument. You can't say, for example, "I personally believe there is no doubt as to the defendant's guilt." Likewise, you cannot personally vouch for a witness. You can't say, "The witness is a policeman, well known to those of us in the law enforcement community for his honesty and professionalism." The safest and most prudent thing to do is never use the words "I," "me," "my," or "myself." Remember, it's not about you, it's about the evidence. Number three, don't make inflammatory appeals. You can't make an inflammatory appeal to the jury's passions or prejudices. For example, a prosecutor in a drug case should not argue about the evils of drug trafficking. Whether drug trafficking is bad does nothing to establish whether the defendant on trial is guilty of the charges against him or her. Inexperienced lawyers learning trial advocacy for the first time do that with some frequency. But sometimes more experienced lawyers, particularly those who believe they are on the side of the angels, do it too. It doesn't matter how important it is to punish polluters or stop unlawful discrimination. The case is about the evidence, not some broader societal goal. Your verdict may help achieve a broader goal, but that's not what the evidence is, and that's not what you can argue. Number four, don't raise forbidden topics. You can't talk about or even hint at topics that the jury may not consider. For example, you can't raise the topic of punishment in a criminal case. For example, "Think carefully before you send this man to a certain prison term." Nor can you raise issues that the court has excluded. Don't edge right up to the line either unless you're 100% confident that what you're doing is proper. Number five, special limits for prosecutors. Prosecutors are not permitted to comment in any way on the defendant's failure to take the stand. That includes indirect comments like, "That evidence stands uncontradicted," when the defendant is the only witness who could contradict it. Prosecutors likewise cannot suggest in any way that the defendant had a burden to put forward evidence. Again, that includes indirect as well as direct comments. Sometimes prosecutors say something like, "There is no evidence that the defendant is not guilty." If that isn't improper, it's awfully close. One of my favorite exceptions to this, when I was a prosecutor, was opening statements. And it's an important exception in civil cases as well. Defense counsel, beware. Don't overstate or oversell. As a prosecutor, in closing, how great is it to be able to say, defense counsel made some promises to you in opening statement, and you have a right to see if those promises have been kept. But then, quote exactly, get a transcript of opening, if possible, and tread carefully. Probably 95% of the mistakes made by prosecutors in closing argument come in rebuttal, when they are responding, often in anger or frustration, to something defense counsel just said. If you're a prosecutor, take a deep breath before responding. Don't say something stupid that will lead to a reversal. In short, don't undercut your closing argument and risk reversal or worse by doing something improper or objectionable. Follow the basic rules.
Thank you for listening to the Trial Lawyer's Handbook, a courtroom preparation podcast series brought to you by Holland & Knight. For more information on courtroom preparation, please email dan.small@hklaw.com or visit hklaw.com/Daniel-Small.